This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The family of a cyclist killed by a driver last year has received $353 million in a civil suit. Gwen Erfmeyer Inglis was riding in a bike lane in Lakewood when struck and killed by Ryan Montoya. Montoya was under the influence of drugs and sentenced to 8 years in prison. The family's lawyer says a verdict of this amount is rare in Colorado, and Gwen's husband, Mike Inglis, says it was a surprise.
That was pretty remarkable. Nobody could expect that. That was them just setting precedent.
Inglis says he also hopes to see stronger laws against DUIs moving forward. It's been 2 years since Colorado voters narrowly approved wolf reintroduction. The state now has the first draft of a plan to make it happen. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants to release as many as 50 wolves to the Western Slope over the next 5 years. A first batch would arrive next December. And wildlife officers think it should be let loose somewhere near Vail and Glenwood Springs. The draft would also allow lethal management if a wolf kills livestock or decimates game species. The public can comment on the plan through February, and the State Wildlife Commission takes a final vote in May. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A nearly full collection of art from a Western Colorado gallery is now on display. The Art Center of Western Colorado's permanent collection is featured in a new exhibit through January 21st. Until now, patrons could only view the collection in curated groups. The Art Center is a regional center located in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 7:06.